Good afternoon, this is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And the dollar slumped mightily today, and that did give a nice tailwind to the grain markets. May corn at 4.32 1/4, up 5 3/4. July at 4.45 3/4, that's up 4 3/4. And December new crop, 4.71 3/4, up 3 3/4. May beans at 11.83 were up 9. And July at 11.96 1/4, up 8.5. And November at 11.85 1/4, up 8.5. All those items did finish well off their worst levels of the day. Soybean oil at 48.86 was up 26. May meal 3.30 even, up 170. Spring crush 79.75, that's down 3. And November crush at 103.25, down 3.25. May wheat in Chicago 5.56, up 10 3/4. Kansas City was the leader, 5.81.5, up 18 1/4. Combination of the dollar and I think global tensions a little bit rising prompted some short covering in the Kansas City market. Also, the Kansas City-Chicago spread had narrowed quite a bit over the last few weeks, and that may have prompted a little bit of buying there. May Minneapolis, 6.39.5, that's up 12 cents. May rice, 16.47, up 40. Cotton did not participate, however. May cotton at 88.98 was down 183. July at 98.18, that was down 153. And that market is really beginning to break down and getting to some very sensitive areas. December, new crop at 84.10 was only down 20, though. June live cattle, 175.65, down 73. It is notable that we finished almost $2 off the worst levels of the day as the market continues to shake off the bird flu jitters. May feeders at 242.30, down 255. June hogs, 104.77, up 105. And May milk at 15.67, down 2. Orange juice for May, 371.90, up 315. Crude oil, 85.56, up 41. Diesel, 273.68, up 2.5 cents a gallon. Unleaded, 276.35, up a little less than half a cent a gallon. Natural gas at 184 was down 1. June gold, 23.18. That's up $36.20. Silver for May at 27.17 was up $1.25, or a gain of just shy of 5%. And the dollar index, the driver there, 104.26. That was down 55 on the day. We did get some ISM numbers again this morning. Monday's little problem came from the manufacturing prices paid number, which was noticeably higher. For the services number, though, this morning we got a number that was, while still a bit inflationary, was much less than last month and much less than expected. And that stymied an interest rate rally. And that did push the dollar noticeably lower. Stocks a little better on the day, but nothing to write home about. Dow Jones Industrial Average was actually down 39,127, down 43. S&P's 52.16, up about 10. NASDAQ Composite 16,277, up 37 1/4%. The small caps, so, did outperform at 20.76, up 10.97. That was up 0.5%. Interest rates on the 2-year at 4.67, down 2 basis points. The 10-year back to 4.34. That's where we were on Monday when all this fun started. We traded as high as 4.42, but that was soundly rejected, leaving a rather bearish mark on the chart. The 30-year at 4.50 was up 1 basis point. Tomorrow we will get export sales, but on Friday we get the big monthly unemployment report. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.